This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Today marks 6 months since the storming of the U.S. Capitol by supporters of then-President Trump. So far, 9 Coloradans have been arrested for participating in the riot. 2 are accused of physically assaulting law enforcement. Others face charges that include violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds and trying to prevent official proceedings. All 9 cases are still pending. Aspen may require people to start composting their food waste. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The proposed waste reduction mandates would also require developers to divert construction material from the local landfill. The Aspen Times reports the city council will consider the proposal at a work session before hearing more about it at an annual retreat later this month. People in Aspen can already compost using free buckets provided by the city, but they have to take it to the landfill themselves or pay to have it picked up. The city's efforts are part of an 8-year plan to reduce greenhouse gases as part of a worldwide movement to address climate change. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The state's Child Welfare Protection Agency will now be empowered to investigate facilities that house unaccompanied migrant children in Colorado. The office traditionally had just looked into complaints about children's care in the state child welfare system. But lawmakers moved this spring to broaden that mandate to include investigations into the safety and well-being of unaccompanied immigrant children in federal or state custody. This is CPR News and KRCC at 3:06.